Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. I see you on my radar, don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey. Money maker, like you were shaking that for some paper. Took your mama 9 months to make ya. Might as well shake what your mama gave ya. You looking good in them jeans. I bet you look even better with me in between. I keep my mind on my money, money on my mind. But you's a hell of a distraction when you shake your behind. I got JL up on my right side, pouring some cups. My whole hood is to my left and they ain't giving a fuck. So feel free to get loose and get carried away. So by tomorrow you forgot what you were saying today. But don't forget about this feeling that I'm making you get. And all the calories you burn from me making you sweat. The mile high point you earn when we taking my jet. And how every way you turn, I be making you wet, cause you can
shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. I see you on my radar, don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. Don't worry about them haters, keep your nose up in the air.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey.
Switch it from right to left and switch it till you're running right out of breath. And take a break until you're ready again. And you can invite over as many friends as you want to, but I really want you. Just be thankful that Pharrell gave you something to bump to. Hey, hey, Luda, I'm at the top of my game. You want my hands from the bottom to the top of your frame. And I just wanna take a little ride on your curves and get erotic, giving your body just what it deserves. And let me give you some swimming lessons on the penis. Backstroke, breaststroke, stroke of a genius. Yep, call me the Renaissance man. Get up and I stay harder than a cinder block man. Hey, I'm just a bedroom gangster, and I've been meaning to tell you that I really must thank you when you shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. I see you on my radar, don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. Don't worry about them haters, keep your nose up in the air.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey.
Rock, rock, rock it and make it work, girl. Please don't stop it until it hurts, girl. You been looking a little tipsy, so if you could just shake it a little this way. See, I'm a member of the BBC, the original breadwinner of DTP, and you the center of attention that's distracting the squad. Cause everybody in the camp is like, oh my god, she could shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. I see you on my radar, don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. Don't worry about them haters, keep your nose up in the air.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey.
I wanna be a billionaire, so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights, yeah. A different city every night, oh, I swear. The world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here lady, have this. And last but not least, grant the body they last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been skin gold, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit and damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh,
oh,
uh-huh,
yeah, yeah, what else? A different city every night. Oh,
yeah,
I swear, the world better prepare
for what?
For when I'm a billionaire.
With the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 520 scissor bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream.
I want to be a billionaire.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Iman Hone. Hey, Ron. How you doing? Ron's here. It'd be me, Ron.
I'm not excited. No, I'm not excited.
I'm not excited. I just got back in my car, man, to go pee. And get me
you were supposed to have already started the show, and I was supposed to come into the show started. You can't be,
okay,
I
so
can't
here's
be calling
the thing.
Up late.
Here's the thing, and the music's still playing. So here's the thing.
Right.
So I got into the show, and I had to stop and use the bathroom. That's the one. So I was like, okay, this song is playing. He said he's going to be late. We can play another song because I need to get me some snacks. Wow. I'm waiting on him. So that's why I didn't start it, because I was like, I'm sitting in the middle of a doggone QT, and this girl is already looking at me strange because I really can't hear her because I have my headphones in. So so I really didn't want to be like, oh, yeah, welcome to this. And she was like, what? Huh? Hang on. So that's
okay.
The reason why.
Okay.
And,
in the past.
And so, thanks. Appreciate you. Because I was like, damn it, Ron's gonna be late. Fuck, the rest of these niggas ain't gonna show up. You know what I'm saying?
So, before disclosure, I was in the middle.
Wait a minute.
Right.
I need to be able to hear.
Can you hear me?
I don't know
my
why my Bluetooth. Yeah, I can. It's my Bluetooth is just weird.
So I was in the middle.
And plus, you have to realize I've been on the plane all day, so my ears may be clogged.
They just did. So, I was in the middle of some real nigga fuckery, right? And it just lasted a little while. So, these two dudes that I've known for the last few years, they're arguing with each other, right? So, we stopped them from arguing with each other. One of them then sits down with us and starts talking. One of them then leaves. He leaves, but he goes to the liquor store, comes back with a bottle, and now everybody has to take a fucking shot with him because we're all family now. Nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my face, I got to go at 10:30. No, you got to stop with me. Yo, son, I got to go. Come on, I can't have this noise in the background when I'm here. I got to go. No, we family.
Oh, God, this nigga
fine. If you don't pour that motherfucking shot, nigga, and get the fuck out of my face. So I apologize for my
laziness.
But,
it's okay. You was trying to be friend. You was trying to be family and friend.
That's all it is. And they're like, no. Like, if you don't stop sounding like you slow, like,
that's
like motherfucking kiss you with my. I'm sorry. You didn't even start the show. I'm sorry, please.
Listen, we just got to hold. You know what? To make this shit happen, we go through shit to make this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, 20 minutes ago, I was sitting in the airport parking lot. You know what I'm saying? You biker bitches about to be in the way. Move out the way. Please don't pull out in front of me. But, yeah, so tonight, it's me and Ron. Ron's on shotgun, and we is definitely taking a road trip, because I got to get home.
Nigga, I tried to buy a shotgun today. Oh, I'm sorry.
Say what?
Nothing, please continue.
Okay.
We drink.
We're about to take a road trip.
We're paying the appropriate time.
We drink. Well, I can't drink because I'm driving. I am drinking a Red Bull.
I'm drinking something a little more than a Red Bull.
Listen, nigga, if I wish I could, listen. I got a bottle of something in my bag, but I'm trying to be responsible and not drinking motherfucking crap.
You better know.
Now that I got to be responsible, I got to be adultish. And he smokes. So, and we say inappropriate ass things right here on this Friday night. Tonight, we are talking about addiction. Do you have something that you are addicted to? It may not be drugs. It may not be alcohol. It may be just the fact that you probably like to sit around and eat dry cereal. It could be a lot of things. But that's what we're talking about today. Yes, I said dry cereal. But yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight. And because I can kick it off. One of my addictions, I would say, and if you real life know me, know that I have a lot of shoes and motherfucking clothes. I got a lot of them. I mean, if you ever realize you haven't really, I wear something twice, but you won't see me pictured in it twice. But I wear it multiple times. But I got a lot of clothes here. And it was probably bad that one of my mates contributed to my addiction.
Enabled.
Huh?
Enabled.
He enabled it. He contributed to it. Every time I turned around, I had a pair of shoes that was coming in the mail. That's the reason why I have multiple pairs of Converses and different colors. Multiple pairs, because he likes me on wedges, so I have multiple pair of wedged heels. So, yeah. If it sounds like I'm in a tunnel, it's only because I'm driving. So, yeah. But...
Hold on.
Say what?
Because as you're talking, I said to myself, well, maybe I should have. All right, full disclosure for those listening.
Wait a minute. Let me actually switch Bluetooth. Let me put y'all on the car and let me switch the Bluetooth. Give me 1 second because I can't hear all my Bluetooth at the end of my ear.
3 seconds, 4 seconds. You got 1 second, 2 seconds. 3 seconds, 4 seconds. We had 11. We had a dozen motherfucking seconds. You asked for one. See, this is what I'm talking about. You asking for one thing. We got to be at least 14, 15, 20 seconds now. She asked for one. And we get nice enough to give her 20. Damn near 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Okay, ready.
This nigga is for one. Oh, I'm sorry. You there? You ready? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ready. I only need to shut up.
You know the worst part?
What?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you sound like shit, but I can hear you. Okay.
Okay, that's not good. I can't control my Bluetooth on my car, and for whatever reason, I can't hear the ones that are in my ear. So I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
No problem. I'm not mad at you. Now, what I'm mad at is that I'm fucking old, and I don't remember what we were talking about before you asked me in 1 second.
We were talking about my addiction to shoes and clothes.
Got you. Okay. So, what I wanted, all right, full disclosure, Maj called up, what we were talking about, and I said, how about addiction, right? She said, okay, let's go with it. So now, you going on, and in between then and now, I said, and then let's also say
let's play amateur psychologist and think, well, why the fuck are we addicted to those things?
You know what I'm saying? Where do we think this addiction stems from?
What, you know what I'm saying? And go a little deeper to see that is this a healthy addiction? Is this an unhealthy addiction? So I wanted to say that and bring that little caveat to you before, you know what I'm saying, we start going, because that's like, now that's a whole nother level, and we may not want to admit certain addictions because then that would admit certain, you know what I'm saying? So before we even get into it, I wanted to say that so that we at least have in our minds a parameter of how much we want to shit. Make sense?
That makes sense, makes sense, makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Well, I mean, I say that for you because me personally, I don't give a fuck. Can't nobody beat me. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't worried about them, you know what I'm saying, making fun of what I'm sharing. But that being said, go ahead, the shoes. So my question to you is this addiction, is this something since he helps this addiction, is this something that you started and he ran with or something that he introduced you to? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did he put you on the crack or was you a crackhead when he met you, when you met him?
I was a crackhead when he met me. I was addicted to, like, okay, so some of people know this. Like, I don't know if people listen, they realize that me, Dre lives with me. Before Dre lived with me, I had two bedrooms, two full, you know, two bedrooms, two baths, two walk-in closets, right? So one of my closets is fully dedicated to dresses and jumpers and stuff like that. Right? This is a whole walk-in closet. This ain't no one of them closets where you got two doors and you can stand there and you can look and you see all the shit. No, these are walk-in closets. You got to walk into them pieces to get out whatever you're going to get. My closet that's in my, that's the closet that's in the room that Dre is now in. Okay. So, the closet that's in my bedroom that I have, which includes my t-shirts, my jeans, and then my shoes. Okay. So, some of my shoes, when you go, women, we can buy shoes and they not have boxes. Right? So, being that I had to condense some of my stuff, I put them into, like, these tubs or whatever. So, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 tubs of shoes in that closet. Four. And they not little. They be. Then I have all my shoes that are currently in boxes stacked up along the top. With one side is tennis shoes and one side is sandals, dress shoes, heels, stuff like that. Now keep in mind that I have boots. I have some heels. I have multiple colors of the same heels. Like, it's legit an issue. And so as I'm looking to move because I want to stop having to commute to fucking work the way I do, the first thing I look at is how big the closet is. I'm not looking at no, like, as long as it has a bedroom and a bathroom, okay. But I need to know how big the closet is.
I'm done.
One place I looked at, they didn't have no goddamn closet. Bitch, who built you?
What do you mean they didn't have a closet? What does that even mean?
When I looked at the floor plan, there was, you know how you can look at the floor plan and you can see, okay, this is the closet, this is the bedroom, this is a walk-in, this is one of them ones that just has the two sides to it. You can tell what type of closet it is. There was no closet. So So then I said, well, let me go look at the virtual tour. There is no closet in this fucking apartment. No linen closet, no regular closet, no coat closet. Ain't no fucking
How
closet in this
there
bitch.
No closet in a whole fucking home?
It's an apartment. It's not like
it's still
it's not like
in
it's
a home. How is that even possible? Why would you even build some shit like that?
Listen, that's what I said, who built you? Now, quickly, take off that bitch. Because I need closet space. And that's another reason why I was like, well, maybe I need a two-bedroom apartment. Like, literally, I need a two-bedroom apartment. Because, yes, it was me, but you have to realize that my other bedroom was technically like my closet space. So when he moved in, I had to move a lot of my shit out of there. That's why my shoes had to go into Tug. Because I can go into that room with my mirror, put on my clothes, have all the, you know what I'm saying? I know, but them shoes are there right here, you know? But being that I have company. I have a whole goddamn roommate in my old age that I now need more space. Matter of fact, I feel like if I don't find an apartment that is in my budget, I'm just going to save my money and get me a house and have three bedrooms.
I heard that.
And then definitely one of the motherfucking bedrooms is going to be a motherfucking closet. I'm talking about I'm cutting that bitch and that's what that bitch going to be. And so to answer one of your other questions, you said, where do you think it stems from? I've always liked clothes. And you know, originally in life, I wanted to be a buyer. We talked about it last week. I wanted to be a buyer. So how I looked mattered. So I always was buying clothes. I was always looking at shoes. So even in my phase of I don't want nobody to see that I got curves, because that was in high school, where I was like, oh, I don't want nobody to see I got curves, so I'm going to wear this big T-shirt and these jeans. So, yeah, that's what happened. I started dressing, and I wanted to dress other people. But then my closet became other people's closets. So all of my friends were like, oh, let me come see what you got so I can see what I can wear to the club tonight. Oh, bitch, we're not
playing. You know what? I'm sorry. I've been trying to get over this shit, and I can't. You know, you're trying to move past this shit.
Okay, give me a second.
I can't
give
get past the fact that you said.
Okay, I have to. I'm going to turn this off. I'm going to have to hold my phone.
I can't get past the fact that you said you have a closet for your shoes, your jeans,
say what? Wait a minute.
And your t-shirts.
Okay, what? I'm sorry.
I said I can't get past the fact that you said you have a closet for your shoes, your jeans, and your t-shirts, right?
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, my first assumption is that the jeans are hanging.
Mm-hmm.
My next assumption, which isn't really an assumption, it's just an educated guess. I guess that's his assumption also, that these t-shirts aren't taking up so much space.
No, they hang, but I have other shirts in there too. It's just not t-shirts. So that's the shirt side. Like, that's all my shirts.
I don't give a fuck. My point is this. This nigga, what the fuck are in your drawers, nigga? How many fucking lingerie sets must you have to fill up all, like this nigga got the fucking, like, what the fuck? Nigga, like,
okay.
Okay. So let's talk about my dresser and my drawers.
I was stuck on it for a minute.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So let's talk about that. So my dresser also has t-shirts in it and panties. It's like I have a lot of panties. I have more shirts, more t-shirts.
So I bought this thing.
Wait a minute. You also got to think about this girl has an addiction to swimsuits.
The motherfucker who got 37 and still bought 3 for her next fucking trip and only go wear 1.
Lacey, okay. So I bought this. Okay, so you know the things that you can get from Walmart that has like their 3 tiers, their plastic, and they have the you can, you know, their drawers.
Yes.
Okay. So I bought one of those just for my swimsuit. So my swimsuits are in that.
Oh Lord.
So and each thing is full. Hold on.
I'm just going to do some quick math, okay? I'm going to assume, because those drawers come in certain sizes, right? I'm going to assume I know the one you bought. I don't, but I'm going to assume I know
Say
the
what?
One you bought, okay? I said those,
what?
Those,
what?
Those.
Yeah, they come in different sizes, yes.
Right, so I'm going to assume I know the one you bought. I know how big the average swimsuit is, and I know when you fold the average swimsuit, how much space is going to take up in one of those drawers. All right. Now, if you're saying all 3 drawers are full, I'm going to assume you can fit at least 15 swimsuits each drawer, at least. So if all 3 drawers are filled, that means you got at least 45 within a roundup. You got 50 fucking swimsuits? Bathing suit? At 50? For real, nigga?
So, don't judge me. Judge about my... Okay.
Because... I had to do a little quick math.
So it may not be that many because you also have to take into consideration that some of them are made like bras and they actually have the cushion and shit in it. So they take up a little bit more space than others.
And then some of them may have a sarong that goes with it or a wrap that goes with it.
And they don't even take into consideration any of my cover-ups. But anyway, there might be 2-piece, or maybe a 3-piece, because it's the 2-piece swimsuit with the cover-up. So those go together so that they stay together.
So you may not have 50, but trust me, by 2025, you will have 50. Is that safe to assume?
I may have more because you said 2025. And nigga, I buy a new swimsuit. I buy multiple new swimsuits every year. Like literally, I have bought this year. I've only bought 1, 2, 3. Well, prior to Vegas, because I bought some from when I went to Vegas.
Do you forget we were on the phone? You forget we was on the phone, nigga.
What you mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I'm gonna.
I have to think about it because wait a minute. Like, wait, it's like I'm driving, so it's not like I'm in my room looking at this shit. And here's the kicker. So you know I travel for work. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. How many swimsuits do you think I got in my bag?
Right now, I would say you can. You have 3.
Okay, it's very easy for me to be on a 5-6 day trip. So, at least for a 4-day, I have 4 swimsuits. I have 1 for every day that I'm working. just in case I go into an overnight that I can go to the pool. If you look back on any of my trips, and I was able to go to the pool, you didn't see the same swimsuit twice, did you?
Not never.
Hey, so each time that I do, is when I get home, if I use that swimsuit, I will wash it, put it away, find two or three more swimsuits, and put them in. I can do that. I can go on a trip. I can pack 10 swimsuits because I'm gone for 5 days or 6 days, depending on where we're going. I can wear two different swimsuits each day. I got enough to still got some shit at the house and be like, okay, I'm good, I'm fine. A matter of fact, somebody asked me, do you have a swimsuit this color? Matter of fact, I do. I have not worn it. You want it?
This episode of the show is called Fuck You Bitches, Get Your Swimsuit Game Up.
Matter of fact, how about this one? So there's this collection that I like to shop from, and sometimes they miss the size. I purchased the right size, but they don't send me the shit that's supposed to be in my size, and my titties is big, okay? Everything at the bottom fit, but them titties don't fit into that shit. So I have a little bitty titty friend, and she got a big old butt. So then I'll be like, hey, friend, hey, I bought this swimsuit. It don't really, I'm looking at it, and I know this shit don't fit. You want it?
I'm done.
So I know on three different occasions, if you don't get yourself out of my way, it's the heathen. On three different occasions, I've ordered from them, and I'm like, hey, girl, when I come down to the shop today, I'm going to bring you these swimsuits.
So you got yours, plus you got the ones that you've donated because of, you know what I'm saying, lack of titty space. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That issues. So that's my issue. Those are my addictions for right now. I feel like I'm judged. I don't care. Like I said, y'all can sit your mama. And I've gotten it. Okay, this is the last part I've seen. So I don't really care for thongs, right? I don't wear them bitches. But I've recently found some swimsuits that are not, they're thongish, but they're not thongish. They still kind of come out over my butt. They don't go up my butt. And I kind of like them. So, yeah, I probably will buy some more. But, yeah. Different colors. Things like that. That's my issue.
I don't know if I'm, you know what I'm saying, making this point succinctly enough, but we were talking about her addiction being on clothes, and this nigga got a subsection of her addiction called bathing suits that we talked about for 43 minutes. This nigga is addicted to bathing suits to the fucking point where we can talk for 8 days about this shit. And I ain't even talking about the shoes. That ain't even getting the shoes as much as she got to the motherfucking bathing suits. And we know the shoes. It's the bitch. She's about some fucking Converse and some wedges. Nigga, that ain't got nothing to do with all the shoes you got.
I got strips and smash them bitches myself. Wait a minute. Do you know how many black swimsuits I have? And all them bitches is different.
I'm done. Go through your mind right now. Is it more or less than 10?
It is more than 10.
You got more than 10 black bathing suits.
Black swimsuits.
And all of them are different.
All of them are different. None of them are the same.
All right. Come on. Time to judge me now.
don't judge him, because I feel real judged right now. It's okay.
All right. Okay. One of my addictions, I mean, there's the obvious marijuana addiction that I have, but I can throw that down. The addiction that I'm going to throw on the table, though, right now,
is I have an addiction for giving the benefit of the doubt.
What? That's an addiction?
Yeah, and I do it sometime in the very worst situations. Now, just because, so when I say give the benefit of the doubt, maybe that's phrasing it wrong. Looking for the other side of the coin. Let me say that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So what I mean by that is, it'd be some times where it seems like an obvious decision to make. And in the end, I end up making that decision. But in the meantime, I'll be like, well, what about the other part? You know what I'm saying? What about the other side? And I'll deliberate that side to see that side of it. And that has been detrimental in some instances to me. So let me give you a specific, for instance, that just happened recently, all right? My daughter's mother, she just took me to child support, right? And not the first thing, but maybe like the third or fourth thing I did was I started to look at things from her perspective. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But then once I talked to the caseworker and I heard the statistics of the case, I was like, oh, shit, this funky bitch. You know what I mean? Like it made me mad that I gave her the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the caseworker told me certain things about the case. I'm like, but oh, shit. And here I go saying, but nah, but she's the mother of your child, and she needs them, and it's for the child.
Right. Like, you're trying to get, oh, my God, nigga, I understand that shit. Like, you try to see the fucking best in the motherfucking people, and they continue to show their fucking worst. Get your ass, they see you. And you show
and
me otherwise.
And that shit is detrimental. And you would think, nigga, I'm no young man. I should have learned this lesson already.
But you know what? It's just you trying to see the good. Like, it's not necessarily being the good, but you try to see that, you know, people got some kind of decency about their shit. Something. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt that you are a good-ass human, but you keep showing me you were raised by wolves and you're not quite human.
Okay.
Is that what I'm saying?
Another instance that happened not too long ago. Motherfucker, I moved this. I got a coworker. I help him move in to the apartment. He's him and his girl are renting the townhouse. And he's my girls are down, my girls are down, my girls are down, oh, my girl this. So when I go to move him in, I see his girl, and I'm like, yeah, she cute. Yeah, she good. Right, she good. All right, yeah. She got a nice little body. I'm like, yeah. All right. I told him, I'm talking to him. I'm like, yo, so a good seven? A good seven, nigga? A strong seven, nigga? Beat a dime every day. You know what I'm saying? Strong seven. Mm-hmm. You a strong seven. 7.6. Nigga, you get you a 7.7? She over 10.
I'm a 7.7.
7.7. So, I'm talking to him. All right, whatever. You don't got to listen to me. It's your relationship. Fast forward about, I guess about a year. You know what I'm saying? Their lease is up for the year. He's moving out. Yeah. They're not together no more. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to him. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But don't, nigga. So now, just time, you know what I'm saying, change that energy from that to that place to this place. You know what I'm saying? That energy you was putting in, now you go put here. You know what I'm saying? This is just a new beginning, blah, blah, blah. And I know that this nigga arrogant and is not going to listen to nothing I say. I know this. I know this. I know this.
Okay.
Why am I? You know what I'm saying? He's not. But no, here I go. You know what I'm saying? Here I go. Captain Favor, bro.
Not Captain Favor, bro.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit, I like that. I'm going to put that on a T-shirt.
Captain Favor, bro.
It's like, so, I'm talking to the motherfucker, and this was, where we at? We in the beginning of September now. So this was the beginning of June, right?
Uh-huh.
She's moved out or whatever, talking to him like, yo, son, just don't worry about it, do this. Now we're in, or get your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Use this time, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? You want to do this, you want to do this. And he's facing some other shit that I'm not even going to get into. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, now you get to face that shit. You know what I'm saying? Get that shit, you know what I'm saying, legally in order. I talked to the motherfucker last week because we worked together. Talked to the motherfucker last week. You know, this nigga talking about some bad bitch that he fucking with now again.
Oh, no. He can't leave the bitches alone.
And I'm not mad. I'm not mad. But why did I even put my energy into it? You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Giving him the benefit of the doubt that he go listen. Like, I'm giving him this energy, giving him. Like, why am I even. Why? This nigga.
Why am I wasting
listen?
My good shit? My good and like my good advice, my good energy on a nigga that don't want to take the shit and listen to it. Cause you like me, I ain't going to tell you no shit that's wrong. Now, I may encourage you to do some fuck shit every now and again, but if I'm genuinely trying to help you, that's what I'm doing. I'm not doing it because today is Friday and I ain't got shit to do with my life.
And 9 times out of 10, if I encourage you to do some fuck shit, you doing it with me.
Exactly. Like, we about to do this fuck shit. We about to get in trouble together, nigga. We about to do this. But if I'm guiding you on some shit, like, I'm not guiding you in the wrong direction. I'm guiding you into a space where we can be okay. Like, you're going to be okay. It's not going to be, I'm leading you down this rabbit hole and you were down there in Alice in Wonderland shit, and I left you down in that bitch. I'm just not going to do that. But I don't know. But I definitely get that part, too, because there's been multiple times. I've actually stopped talking to people because you're just not going to listen. You're just going to continue to do whatever the fuck you want to do. And I'm like, okay, that's what you want to do? Okay, right. But I'm not going to waste my breath. Don't you come telling me. Nothing. I don't even care no more. Oh, that's what you did? Okay, girl. I'm not even going to offer you no sound advice, no, well, maybe have you tried? You know, I'm not doing none of that. Okay, girl. Okay.
You might get the little laugh word.
All right, nigga. All right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
You might
get one of those. That's stupid being stupid again. Now go stupid, being stupid again. Like, that's what it is. Like, you don't have time for that shit. Like, especially as you get older and you start going through whatever shit that you're going through, you ain't got time for that shit.
Right.
Like, I'm honestly, I have a homegirl, like, right now. Like, every time I turn around, she's like, oh, I'm tired of dating myself. I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. Damn. You're not, but every now and again, you make this triggering-ass post. Ma'am, you haven't healed yet because that triggering-ass post, if you healed, ain't, I mean, you can still have triggers, but you have them all the time.
Oh, look, I got one for you. I got one for you.
Okay.
So she's tired of X, right?
Right.
But X ain't tired of her.
Exactly. So that
so
means she's trying to...
Is she got to do something something to make X tired of her.
That's... But... I don't know.
There we go doing this shit again. Fuck that bitch.
I don't know what you're doing to making that nigga come back. I don't understand it. Like, for me, honestly, and this is speaking for myself, that's been in a situation where I kept going back to some shit, and I was like, yo, why the fuck you keep going back to this shit? What's wrong with you? Once I got sick and tired of this shit, I was like, you know what? You no longer have access to me. You have the only access that you're going to be watching from a distance. Don't you say a word to me. Don't you utter, mutter, nothing. Just watch. Don't even, I don't care if you feel it in your spirit to say, you know, good morning. Be blessed. Have a good day. Get out of here. Scram. Right, because you clearly have people on your page that's going back telling this nigga shit, and this nigga is texting you, talking about some, oh, I heard you went out of town. You was looking good. Nigga, I fucking see if you blocked. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, homie. Get back. No, and see, I already had my own feelings about dudes or whatever, and I was like, I never said anything because I already know she don't like the living. So I just kept it to myself. Girl, you had the whole devil in your house. I don't get this good spirit of discernment from just anywhere. I got this shit from my grandma. Let me tell you something. If a spirit ain't right with me, guess what? I don't fuck with it. And she's like, why you gonna never talk to him when you come in the house? Girl, that's the devil. Why would I talk to the devil? Why? He be singing gospel music, but you know that the devil was an angel at one point. A girl, get out of here.
Wow. Preach.
Get out of here. I'm gonna be real honest with you. Anytime, like, let's say my child said she didn't like a guy I was dating. Do you think I'm gonna continue to date that nigga if my child says she don't like him?
Whoa. See, hold on now. I'm gonna have to pause you there. You give a fuck what my child think?
Okay, so if this is a man and I'm like, oh, I feel like I can marry him. My child has to be accepted. I'm sorry. My child has to be comfortable.
Whoa. The word you used was accepted.
I mean, she got to at least like the nigga. Like, damn, like, if you, like, literally, if somebody tries, that nigga tried to fight her daughter. Did you not hear me say that nigga, man, tried to fight her daughter?
All right, hold on. The man's good to you, right? The man is not disrespectful to your daughter, but your daughter doesn't like him.
No, that's not the scenario. That's not the scenario.
That's the one I'm placing before you. I'm placing that one before
you. No. Like, if she doesn't like him just because of whatever, no, we're going to have a conversation. Like, I need to understand why you don't like him. Has he done something to you? Has he been disrespectful to you and you have not told me? Like, that part, we will have a conversation. But, and if that's the case and he's done something, he got to go. But,
and if he hasn't?
If he hasn't, I need to understand why you don't like him. Help me understand where you're coming from.
And at that point, I'm not trying to understand nothing no more. It's like, you know what, my child is an adult. My child is a person. My child has their feelings.
But
I at some point can't let my child's feelings dictate my life.
Okay. And that's and you're saying as an adult, but these kids are not adults.
Okay, even as a child, again, that's even worse. You,
but something,
you have
okay,
even
so,
less
I,
of an
so it wasn't just that. Okay, so there's a lot of other context to it. So that you thinking that he had done nothing to said child, he had.
Okay, now if you've done something to said child, then okay.
And he's been very disrespectful and the way that he mistreats her mom and all of that. There's a lot of reasons why he's not liked. Those are some reasons that I don't like him.
I got you.
And so it don't make it seem like, no, he wasn't no good. He was a fucking devil. When I said it, I meant it. Like, you laying out with the devil every single night, and you talking about you praying. Girl, you better pray that spirit out your house. Every time she burns sage, he would be like, oh, that stinks. Why are you doing that? Girl, that's a spirit.
I don't know about that one, too. Cause I know some people I know some people who don't like the scent of sage. You know what I'm saying? Stop. Wait. I should have thought before I talk. Let me think about it.
If sage
I know one or two people who don't like the scent of sage that I don't think are the devil, but. I know one or two who don't like it that I know are the devil. So that's why I'm hesitant. You know what I'm saying? I know one or two who are definitely all the devil.
But it may not be the devil, but it's a spirit.
No, this bitch
because,
is the devil.
Oh, Lord. Not this is the devil. But it's definitely a spirit.
Okay. I go with that.
He's definitely a bad spirit. He's not good. He's no good.
No.
He's no good. He's not okay. He's a devil.
But yeah, so that's mine. That I'll be giving like the benefit of the doubt a little too often. And the worst part about it is that I'm really a dick and a mean person. So it don't seem like it go together, does it?
That you give the people the benefit of the doubt.
Right. It don't seem like it should go together, but it does. That's the dynamic that makes me. Okay, so we're going to snake this around. So I'm going to go again, and then you're going to end it up, all right?
Okay.
So another thing that I'm addicted to. I have worn my body down and debilitated myself physically because of my love of basketball.
Hey.
I have two knees that have been reconstructed and now need to be replaced. I have fingers that, you know what I'm saying, have been bent in different directions. I mean, I have a myriad of shoulder, elbow, you know what I'm saying, little tendonitis, bursitis, encephalitis. I don't know, all kind of fucking itises. But I still, like, all right, so earlier this year, I went to the doctor, and they did some tests. I was having a whole bunch of knee pain. That shit was, my knees was killing me. And I go to the doctor, and they say, yo, if you was 15, 20 years older, I would have you on the emergency list to have your knees replaced right now. But because of your age, you're so young, I don't think you should just have your knees replaced right now, but you're going to have them puppies replaced. And I'm like, yo, what
that's
the fuck kind of shit? Yeah. Like, how you give me that kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't expecting that when I came to this doctor's visit. So it kind of put me in a depression because before that, I was still playing ball heavy. You know what I mean? And I think what happened was I overdid it. And when I overdid it, I took my knees over a cliff. I say all that to say that when that shit put me in my little depression, I stopped working out. I stopped playing ball. I stopped being physical. You know what I'm saying? I just, wah, wah, wah. So now my muscles started to, you know what I'm saying, leave a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I start not to feel as strong. And that trickled into another thing. All that being said, hey, I go out. The other day, I'm like, you know what, son, you got it. You can't be scared. You can't be scared. I saw this dude dribbling a basketball, and the addiction was sparked again. Here I go out in the park. I'm gonna go, you know what I'm saying? Here I go doing, you know what I'm saying? Going, all right, let me go do some laundry so I can go wash some shorts. You know what I mean? Just little shit where it's like, all right, I'm starting to get it back. And I probably need to give it up. I probably need to just start riding a bike and swimming. You know what I mean? Playing pickleball or some dumb shit. Golf. Pickleball is the shit, nigga. You know what I mean? Old cougars, you could, them old cougars is in shape when they play pickleball. What? That pussy is preserved. I'm sorry.
I'm driving. I can't close my eyes, shake my head. I'm driving.
No, but seriously, all bullshit aside, like the park I go to play ball, they have a lot of the seniors that play pickleball on the weekends. Yo, them older women, son? Man, black, white, Spanish, Asian, oh, they be some of them 70, 80-year-old women. Like,
we know
yeah,
you like them all. I don't even know what we got here.
Mega.
We know you like
right.
them
all. Stay flexible, Granny. Stay flexible. Pliable, bendable.
Still
all the bendable.
Still.
I'm saying there's something wrong with that?
Nigga, I ain't played. Typical.
When you're a grandmother, you ain't gonna want no dick.
You know what? I might.
What do you mean you might? Ain't no, you might. You gonna want some dick when
you're
a fucking grandmother?
It's so funny because me and one of my mates. Talking about old, and you know, and he says things to me. I'd be like, what the hell? Why would you say some shit like that? Keep in mind, I am a whole, you know, I am a type 2 diabetic. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep myself very well put together and eat right, exercise, do what I'm supposed to do. But this fool sometimes is like, hey, you know, at some point when you get older, you might lose your foot. And I still want to fuck you when you lose your foot. Shit like that, and I'm like, nigga.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yes, nigga. I feel the exact same way. The exact same way. Yes.
What are you talking about? He was like, you never know.
I'm here for you, not that foot. Fuck that foot. Fuck that foot. I'm here for you.
I can't believe you said that shit. Like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Now, I have said shut the fuck up,
but just
not said I can't believe you said that.
Lean on me. When
you're like,
yeah,
like, he's like, well, we're at old, we're in a nursing home. And he's like, yeah, I'm still going to want to have sex with you. I'm like, okay, this nigga here. This nigga. Like, and so, okay, and so, like, over the weekend, like, I'll see him over the weekend or whatever. And keep in mind, I didn't try to keep up with my blood sugar or whatever, I got one of those things that you put on your arm or you put it on your stomach. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You've probably seen the commercials for them. So I have the one that's on my arm. So this will be his first time seeing it on my arm. So I feel like he's going to say some shit that's going to be fucking reckless as hell. And I didn't tell him, so it's not like he knows that it's there. Like, I wear long sleeve shirts to work, so nobody knows it's there unless you see me put my cell phone to my arm to check my blood sugar versus me pricking my finger.
Because I got sick of doing that shit. That's the only reason why I decided to do it. I'm like, I get tired of freaking my fucking thumb. And that shit hurts. Oh, truck, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Send my truck. But, yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if I go blind, if he's still going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll probably be like, if you lose your eyesight, he's still going to fuck. Like, nigga, I can't see you. I don't
see,
care.
See, you go being selfish.
Like,
it's about me seeing you. So, see what I'm saying? See, now you're being selfish because you can't see me. You don't give me no pussy.
So, I guess I...
So, you looking at it from, you know what I'm saying, the negative, you know what I'm saying, perspective. Of what you can't do. Look at the shit you can do now. Now he could bust in your face and you ain't got to worry about it getting in your eye and burning it. Like, don't make a difference. I'm blind anyway.
Again, I cannot shake my head and close my eyes because I'm driving.
I'm just saying, you got to look for the sunny side. You know what I'm saying? Look for the, you know what I'm saying, the positives.
I just make it. I make it.
Okay. Now you smell
better. I mean,
better,
I like looking at him. I mean, I like looking at him, so I want to see him. You know, now I got to go off of memory and shit.
Grab his wrist like Ray Charles.
I grab his wrist like Ray Charles. And feel his
and
watch.
And you
don't think
that's
the
worst?
He has multiple. Yeah. He's all the watches. His addiction is watches.
Exactly.
And I have contributed to that shit. So I have enabled.
See? You're an enabler.
I am an enabler.
You ain't shit.
I'm not. And sometimes it is what it is. I'm trying to figure out what my other addiction is because. Yeah.
All right, so let me put mine in a bow while you think about it. So the worst part of basketball being my addiction is that I have gained a certain level of knowledge over the years. And to the point where it's time to pass that knowledge on. And you get in the position where you in the past, not necessarily coach, but just, you know what I'm saying? Certain people who you may know may be able to use it. So you try to give them a jewel or two. You know what I'm saying? Not even a coach, just passing on knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Jewel. And I don't know the ROI on that. So what I mean is I do it just because I think it should be done. I think it's the thing to do. But I don't know if it's accepted or, you know what I'm saying, how well it's received on the behalf of those who I'm giving it to. Does that make sense?
Okay. You don't know
your
advice.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like listen, I ain't asked you all that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's weird.
Wow, but that is a addiction. So it's one of my addictions. It's definitely basketball has been an addiction. Tore my motherfucking knees down. All right, Kitty, give us
your
last
name,
one.
Sir. I'm trying to figure that shit out because, you know, before I used to have an extensive porn collection, which I really don't have anymore. Like, I still have it, but I ain't looked at that shit in, like, years.
Oh, so these are addictions that you've gotten over.
Oh, that's a good one. That's good. That's a good shit. Like, I don't really, I can't remember the last time I put a porn on my phone.
You broke up with that addiction.
Yeah. I mean,
I can still, you know, I have access to shit, but yeah, like I just ain't.
Mm-mm, I ain't break up with that.
And I guess I mean, I have, you know, lately what it has been is that I have my own images in my head of some shit versus some shit I need to watch. Does that make sense? Like,
mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah. So that's probably why I don't watch, because I'm like, oh, I have my own set of images of some shit that I'm into, and I can get that shit, and you know, and it is what it is. I can say, hey, you know, the other day when I was, you know, self caring for myself, I thought about X, Y, and Z. You think X, Y, and Z can happen? And sometimes X, Y, and Z can happen. So.
Nay, I almost just came with myself right then, but you just saying that. Oh, goddamn, that was a little sexy.
What the fuck?
I was saying, you saying to a nigga, listen, I was self-pleasuring. Whoa, off back, the fact that you're using big words with fucking jerking off. No, I'm saying, I was playing with myself, self-caring. Like, this motherfucker saying, oh, that shit is sexy in itself. And then you know what I'm saying? Then you ask permission. Do you think that X can happen, X, Y, then, whoa, nigga, that's sexy.
So here's the thing. So one of my things, there's a lot of things that take place in said relationships that I do ask permission for stuff. Because it's a slight dynamic thing of, yes, information. Sometimes that happens. That's why, remember when we were talking, it was like, earlier when I was like, I've been told that I can't do homework when I'm in said place.
Right, right, right.
So I have to follow said direction. Like, it was a directive, I have to follow it. Type situation. So there's been times where I've wanted to self-care for myself, but I, like, hey, today, can I self-care for myself? Thank you. I can. Appreciate it. What is my requirement? What am I supposed to do? Like, I have a requirement that goes along with that. Does that make sense?
Slightly. I'm just trying to think of how I can incorporate that shit into my life.
We've come a long way. Please believe me, we have come a long fucking way, because you know we had some roadblocks in the road. So, but we definitely come a long way from shit. So it's it was a little bit easier. But yeah. And actually, here's the thing. So, being that I'm going to see said person over the weekend, I couldn't self-care for myself this week. They're like, no, you don't do that this week. And I'm like, what? All the dudes are going to be stinking. Like, oh, no, I'm struggling to go to sleep at night. What do you mean I can't do this? There's no way it holds me.
You stupid.
What? Baby, it's the only way I can go through, especially if I'm on the road. So it's like, the fuck. But I have not indulged into my porn stash in a very long time, nor have I watched Pornhub in a very long time. Pornhub, I mean, last time I watched Pornhub, I was like, what the fuck is this shit? This is boring.
You stupid. I ain't gonna lie, it is. It seems so.
You know what I mean? What the fuck? Like, I could scroll on Mother Twitter and get some good shit.
And then I'll be saying to myself, I'll be like, all right, so is the algorithm, because I used to be seeing better shit in my, you know what I'm saying, my porn selection, or is it the fact that it ain't even the algorithm, just that a lot of people were able to get their shit taken back offline?
Or, you know what I'm saying?
It used to be a lot of good shit. Now it's like,
hey, what is that?
What are you doing? Get out of here. Ram, who told you to put this on the internet? Who told you to put this on Al Gore's interview? This is not what the intent of this shit was.
Huh.
Mm. It was supposed to be the information highway. We put way too much information out here on this highway.
Facts. And information and truth are two different things.
Yeah.
I know.
Hello, I'm gonna text Mr.
I told you what happened to me yesterday at the car wash.
Something. Yeah. Okay, I remember at the car wash.
All right. I want to make sure I told you.
Is it what?
Clown name. I told you about what happened?
Yeah. You tell me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, at the car wash, where that motherfucker bitch couldn't get the thing over the thing because he wanted to take your space and you didn't want him to take your space and he wanted to take you and wash your car and did all that stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know my boss at work, right? My boss at work is on vacation. He's back home in Nigeria. He'll be back, I think, Sunday. And he'll be back working Monday, I believe. Everybody on the team payroll is fucked up.
Oh, wow.
I'm missing 10 hours. Last week, I missed the whole check. Well, excuse me, half. Excuse me. You got some people who missing 42 hours, some people who missing 52 hours, some people who missing 10 hours, some people who missing 6 hours. It's like, yo, it's ridiculous. Everybody's missing some hours, it seems like. So, I mean, end of the game, put none of the shit in, he just bounced like, fuck it. It'll work itself out.
Oh, wow. So this is supposed to be done before he went to the Nigerian?
I would assume so.
Oh, shit. You better figure out how to log the fuck on over there in that motherfucking Africa. You ain't in China. You got internet access.
Thank you. Rwanda, man.
My homegirl is in Ghana right now. She posts some shit every goddamn day so that we know she okay. Every day, she posting. So, what?
Huh?
Please don't pull on in front of me. Holy shit. I'll tell you. I'm more broken bad. I don't think the world understands how fucking tired I am today.
Nope.
I gave away free lifts because I'm so goddamn tired. I always give away free lifts. I don't need much management. And the price of the liquor done gone up.
Man, listen, everything
on airplanes. But nigga, they get that shit for free. So why the fuck the price go up? They get the shit for fucking free.
Who?
The airline.
Hmm.
$10 for one of them little bottles.
Oh, man. I'm sitting here thinking about something, right? So I'm telling myself, we're talking about all these addictions and shit. And those addictions that we have made us the people who we are, right? So if we didn't have those addictions and we wouldn't be the people we are, how much are we willing to change the bad stuff about us, even though it made good things in us? Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess
so. So let's say that you didn't have, a person didn't have their parents growing up, so they had to learn how to take care of themselves. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And now you take care of yourself A1 class. Like, yeah, it's a good thing that you take care of yourself in such a good manner, but it comes from a place of such despair. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm high.
Oh, yo, did I make you hit in the fucking alley?
Did you fucking see it?
Yeah, I can make it. Because we started the show. Oh, I made it here. We started the show. When I got back on the road, you had logged back in.
Mario
that
and Kitty.
That was at 10:35. It is 11:40 something. And nigga, I made it.
Nigga, she made it. Ain't mad at that. Glad you stayed in here.
I am sure. Nigga, I'm tired.
Now wake everybody in the house up. Fuck that. My grandmother was petty like that. She's like, fuck that. If I'm up, everybody's up. I don't know if that's petty now, but that's what my nana was. Fuck that. If I got to be up, everybody got to be up.
Sorry, I'm back.
All right.
Yep, I'm good. I had, though, for whatever reason, when I was trying to put my own Bluetooth back into the
nobody cares
thing, they activated shit.
Yeah. Don't talk to me like that, kid. It's not nice.
Whatever.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I got the munchies like a motherfucker right now. But
oh, Lord.
I had a very nice shot and a couple of beers. I don't think I should be driving. Whatever. I'm judge. You're a judger.
I'm trying to figure out why. Nigga, what? Nigga, you judged me.
Absolutely.
Supposed to?
I did. That's what I do. You're not me, though.
At my swimsuits.
I didn't judge you. I just, you know what I'm saying, asked you, okay, how many you think fit in the drawer? How big you think this drawer is? How many things she got? That's what I did. There's no judgment. Now, if you felt judged, that's on you.
Ain't nothing on me.
Okay, is that right?
I mean, and then if it is, right now, in my cart, then I'm going to close out on Tuesday. That means I'm buying everything in my motherfucking cart on Tuesday. Well, no, not everything. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 swimsuits in my cart.
What was that?
There are 8 swimsuits currently in my cart.
8. And that's on top of the ones that you currently have. So now you way over 50.
No, I'm not.
I'm gonna need you to stop just sounding like a transvestite when you're lying to me.
No, no.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. So I think I had a drag queen slash transgender on my plane the other day. That they was tall, they was real tall, and they was shaped like a woman, and they was, you know, they had titties like a woman, but that voice was mighty deep like a man, and that face was strong like a man's. So I think I had one. I was real polite to her, nice to her and everything, but I just feel like she used to be a boy, Damon.
You don't know what to say?
Why? Nope. Nope. Nothing's coming to my thought process.
I just
Not getting me.
And so listen to this kicker. So the dude that was sitting in A moved over to the C and B, the B and C seat or whatever, and was sitting over there talking to him. Ever. Listen, you can't tell me that there used to be no boy. I don't care. Can't tell me nothing. But he was over there. I mean, he was kicking and he was ha-ha. Maybe they knew each other. I don't know who the fuck know. But God doggone it. Because it felt like he was trying to sneak because he didn't ask to move over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how some people are like, oh, can I move over to the seat since I can give myself some space? Uh-uh. You moved over to the seat where y'all are now. Y'all ain't got no face. Y'all moved over to the little beach. Oh, yeah. I don't know, homie. I don't know.
I can't call it.
Oh, no. But I was watching, like, you know, we trained to watch and see every goddamn thing in the doggone air. So, you know, I spy with my little eye.
I'm done.
Well, what to tell you, Bible? I don't even know what to say.
No idea.
Hey, I'm saying, I be watching them people like a motherfucking hawk. I be watching them motherfuckers like a hawk. Yeah, man.
But why a hawk, though?
I don't know. Would it be something else?
I don't know neither. I'm done. Nope, don't do it.
What? I don't know.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Why are you liking a picture from July? Okay. Last question, and then we out of here.
So, we're going to wrap this all up, this whole, you know what I'm saying? What addiction do you have as far as the code goes?
That goes to what?
What addiction do you have as far as the code goes? What code addictions do you have, if any?
Here, the workplace?
Yeah.
You know what I like, Hank? You know what, Ron? Me and you, we hang out a lot more than these other niggas do. you know what? Being able to come here, even after a long-ass fucking week that I may have, and be able to pee-pee and laugh and joke and have decent-ass conversations, that's my – like, I want to be able to – if I had the ability to do it multiple times a week, I probably would. Because, it, like, when we used to do the wind-down and then on Friday nights we would do the cold, like – break, like, give me something to vent to or have, you know what I'm saying, a space to be like, I ain't got to worry about the rest of this shit in the world. Right now, this is what I'm worried about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense? So I come here. I'm addicted to coming here because I be needing this shit sometimes. I be needing it. Like, I'm breaking it. Like, I need to laugh and kiki about some shit because these motherfuckers have gotten on my goddamn nerves. And I need to laugh and do some ratchet shit with my fucking friends. What is yours?
Hmm. I don't know what I have. Nope, I don't have any. That's it. Let's go.
You said you don't have one?
Not now. Let's go. Quick.
We got 90 seconds, nigga.
I would say the cold itself.
You said it's dumb?
No, the cold itself.
Oh.
I am addicted to coming back. Whether that means, you know what I'm saying, to my detriment or somebody else's detriment or whatever it is, I'm addicted to talking with, to, and in front of y'all. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to cue the white woman.
All right. Nigga, we still got 60 seconds.
Well, then talk then, nigga.
Nigga, I just finished my Red Bull. I'm probably going to be up for another hour. Oh, my God.
I just had my motherfucking... I just finished 3 Heinekens and a motherfucking shot of tequila and a blunt.
Now, you didn't Casamigo me, did you? Didn't you Casamigo you?
Well, what was it?
Tell Mama?
Juanito? Juanitos.
I don't know what that is. I ain't never seen the Popotito.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you call it.
Juanitos.
Okay.
I think that's the name
of it. I ain't
I've seen it before. Yeah. But anyway, I had me one of those shots. So I'm like, all right, I'm still feeling kind of good. I'm old, so it's time for bed now.
Yep, and you're going to sleep good tonight. All right. Well, nigga, go and get you some water. Next week, it'll be another day just like today, probably coming in from another fucking trip. So we'll figure it out, see what we're doing.
There you go, and here we are.
All right. Holler, we in the street. You got to have a good weekend. Don't do no shit that I wouldn't do. I might fix you with some fuck shit come Sunday. We never know.
As you know, we know. It's coming.
I don't know what's coming.
It's coming. Just be prepared for it.
It's coming. Just be prepared. Oh, even on a Sunday.
I'm going up on a Sunday.
Be prepared. All right, my nigga. Be good.
All right, now.
Holler.
Let's get up out of here.
All right.
Later.
Later.